How many skins are in League of Legends? Ever wonder how many skins are in League of Legends? League of Legends has around 1000 skins. Today I will show you the top 10 best skins of League of Legends. League of Legends till now has around 1000 skins and still increasing. However, some skins are very rare and some are easily obtainable. In this article, I will show you the top 10 best skins of League of Legends. I will start the list in descending order, so let's start. League of Legends skin at number 10. At number 10 I picked Blood Moon Pyke. The Blood Moon set is one of my favorite sets in the game, and this last one was pretty cool as well. The others were great too, Aatrox and Sivir, but I think I liked the one for Pyke the most. League of Legends skin at number 9. At number 9 I chose Battle Academia Katarina. I know Ezreal was a legendary and part of the set, but I just liked this one more. Maybe because she's my second favorite champion, but I like the animations and spell visual effects. Even if I'm not a huge fan of Pink, I like this one and it has some cool chromas do as well. League of Legends skin at number 8. Galaxy Slayer Zed takes number 8 on my list. A pretty badass skin, should be named Spider Zed with those emotes. He takes out his spikes, cooks bugs with his shadow, and even gets half named sometimes. League of Legends skin at number 7. Arcade Caitlyn takes number 7 on my list. The arcade skin line is one that I usually enjoy, and this year it was nice as well. My favorite from the set was the one for Caitlyn. The prestige version was nice too, though her neck was pretty broken in the splash art, but I like the default one more. Really nice color choices and spell effects, and overall a really nice skin. League of Legends skin at number 6. The Project skin line, one of my favorites. Now we got quite a lot of Project skins. Most people probably like Warwick the most, but you know me, I always wanted a certain Project skin, and will I place that one in my list just because it's my main champion getting it, even if she got a rework and 100 skins recently. Of course Project Acolyte takes the number 6 spot. I always wanted a Project Acolyte skin. There were fan arts around for a long time. She even looks like she's going to defeat Thanos in this skin, and that hair is pretty badass. Plus she got a lot of chromas too, so I was really happy for this one. League of Legends skin at number 5. The long-awaited Star Guardian skin line, and as I said, it would be cool if this year we got anti-Star Guardians, and we did. My favorite from them all was the one for Zaya. Really great theme and colors. Spell effects look amazing, and her changing from anti-Star Guardian to Star Guardian is a really nice idea. League of Legends skin at number 4. The High Noon skin line also always brings some great skins, and this year we got only a few, but they were all quite nice, especially the one for Ashe. She even has a goddamn horse. And she's a white-haired Wild West Ranger named Ashe. I wonder where I've seen that before. League of Legends skin at number 3. Another nice surprise that kind of only made because KDA was a huge hit last year, and Riot tried to replicate that success with the skin line, releasing it similarly at the World with a new song, True Damage. Many great skins came out of the skin line as well. Probably Echo is the first choice for most people, but you know me, will I give this spot to the objectively better one without letting my biased opinion alter it? Of course not. The third spot goes to True Damage Acolyte. We just got her to rework. Her Crimson Acolyte turning into Infernal Acolyte, then KDA Acolyte, then Prestige KDA Acolyte, then Project Acolyte, and now True Damage as well, though she got a nerf or a removed mechanic for each skin, so it's kinda balanced. Now I'll be waiting for True Damage Prestige Acolyte too. I like this skin. I still prefer the outfit for KDA more, but I like the effects on this one, especially the passive. I think that one is the best out of every skin, and it has some cool chromas too, especially the one you could buy with tokens. League of Legends skin at number 2. Another surprise, but a welcome one, Dark Cosmic Yin. Dark Stars are usually pretty badass skins, but this one took it to another tier. A really fantastic legendary skin with incredible effects and even really good and unique emotes. I think it's one of most people's favorite skin from this year. League of Legends skin at number 1. And number 1, what I think is the best and most beautiful skin made this year, Banana. Dawnbringer Soraka really looks next level, a fantastic looking skin, same are most from the set. I really like the Nightbringer version and others from the set like the one for Karma, but I think this one is the best out of all of them, really smooth and good animations, the textures look very modern and it's quite unique as well, and that's the list of my favorite skins this year as it's tradition.